Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue and the superiority of altruistic people, people who, self-sacrifice, people who sacrifice, themselves or their wealth for the sake of others, or their lives for the sake of others. Self-sacrifice or altruism, isar, which they call it in Arabic, is a concept, is one of the virtues within Islamic ethics, and it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: they are as well for those who were settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot, and those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicitous. This is a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran about altruism and self-sacrifice. It's about the Ansar. The Ansar were the companions who lived in Medina, when the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, the Muslims who were in Mecca, a lot of them migrated with him. They were known as the Muhajirin. The people in Medina who received them were known as the Helpers, the Ansar. And, they assisted these people who migrated there and, helped them, establish themselves in Medina. So the Quran, it lauds and praises these companions of the Prophet. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam speaks about altruism. He said the following in regards to the verse of the Holy Quran where Allah says, they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. The Imam said, Fatima alayha salam had some barley, which she made into a sweet paste. When they had finished cooking it and placed it on the table, a poor man came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third of it. Soon after, an orphan came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up again and gave him a third of the food that the lady Fatima had made for them. Soon afterwards, a prisoner came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. So Ali alayhi salam gave him the last third, and they did not even taste it, meaning nothing remained for Imam Ali and his family to eat. They had given away all of their food to the needy people who came to their door. So in honoring him, the Imam says, Allah the Exalted sent down the Quranic verses until, and your endeavor has been well appreciated. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. These are famous verses from the Surah Dahar or the Surah Insan, in which God Almighty, he relates this act of altruism from the family of the Prophet, and he praises them for it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruism and altruistic people in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.